Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
It's a bit, Sarah, turn it up. Daisy does it nice and loud so we can hear it.
We're very old, Sarah.
We're old, Sarah.
Yeah, a little bit deaf.
That's better.
We can hear it now.
Yeah. That's woken a few listeners up, hasn't it? There are a few people now saying, well, I usually listen to this programme, so I get a nice sleep. Okay, Sarah, that's it. Just dim it down now. That's enough. We've got a lot to talk to each other about today.
You're very bossy this morning, Jenny.
Very bossy. We better introduce Sarah because I think Sarah might have done this before, Paul.
Yes, she has.
Daisy's sort of understudy, and Daisy's on her family holiday, and we'll hear a lot about that next week because I haven't been on holiday, Judith. I've been travelling.
Oh, subtle difference. Interesting.
Not even subtle. A big fucking difference. Oh. Some people go on holiday, some of us are travellers.
Travellers. That's that because you were sort of in motion a lot of the time.
We were three destinations. Three destinations in 2 nights. Yeah.
I see what you mean. Oh, yes, it's a subtle difference, but it's an important one.
It is a very important one, yes. Anyway, we have a lot to talk about. I have been to Switzerland.
I know you have.
Yes, I'll get most of that out of the way.
Yes, although, please.
Oh, what do you mean, yes,
what,
please?
What?
You're bored already?
No, I'm not. I'm eager to hear about it. It's always me that goes on holiday, so I'm eager to hear about yours.
You're fucking kidding. I tell you what, if we added up all the minutes that you talk about your holidays in a year, and then, yeah, I know. And all right. But I just think it might be an eclair special today. A Swiss eclair special. But I think some people would at home be going, no, I don't want to go to Switzerland. I'm not interested in this podcast.
I think it needs to be heard. I want to know all about it.
Yeah. I feel like I've had a break, Judith.
Good.
I feel like I've had a change of scenery. Yeah, fully, like scenery. You know, I've seen scenery.
You've seen it. Oh, well, I know you have because you sent me one or two little pictures. So,
I come
on,
to mess with my Wi-Fi, to be honest, quite. Our first success was I had a telly on Saturday. It wasn't particularly good. I'm sorry about that. I don't know whether I can talk about it, so I won't. It's nothing particularly new or exciting. But there we go. I was very glad for it because I knew I was going somewhere expensive. So anyway, Saturday night. I haven't got the money yet, but God, I'll need it.
I know what you mean. Those transactions in your head. That's going to happen. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, absolutely. So Jeff and I, we had the airport hotel at Heathrow before we flew early in the morning. We've made some rules. Very smugly, we've turned into those old couples that go, when we travel, I think from now on. I mean, it's a ludicrous expense, but it really saves the first day. Because sometimes if you end up stressed and worried about whether the cab's going to take you to Paddington, whether the Heathrow Express is going to be on strike or not, he took the last Heathrow Express on Saturday afternoon. After that, they just stopped 4:30. Don't know what the fuck for. Yeah, it's not Switzerland, I'll tell you that. Oh, there'll be a lot of me saying that. It's not like Switzerland here. So anyway, we had a night in a hotel. I don't know which one. One of those very bland international hotels.
Doesn't really matter. It's handy and there's a nice clean bed. That's all you want. And if there's a bath, it's a bonus.
Yeah, it's a shower. I got over it. We went to the Sky Bar, had a posh drink. Although I got very tetchy because they were very slow to serve. But there we go. That's my alcohol problem. And then we had a picnic from Mark's in the bedroom. Fucking brilliant.
Absolutely. Nice bit of telly.
Some stuff and nonsense. Early night. And then off to the airport. Walking. Walk to the...
Not even a shuttle. Are we talking not even a shuttle?
No shuttle. Oh. No, I'm not fucking about the shuttle. It's not the Jeff's ankle. Put all the bags in, Judith. That's another thing we do from now on.
What do you mean, put all the bags in?
Well, into the hold. We had one large bag. One large bag and one small roll-on. You know, you can fit in the headlocker. overhead locker.
Oh, yes.
But it was bulging, and I thought, I can't be fucked with this.
I know what you mean, and it also takes that stress away, doesn't it? Yeah. Will there be room in the locker?
Will it come down on someone's head? Can I lift it?
No, yes.
I can't lift it. Will anyone yes. help me? Will I have yes. to get demanding, you know? All that, and then we strolled around, you know, had some prep breakfast. Started as we went, you know, meant to go on, really. We're on our holidays, travelling, we're on our travelling. Flight left only 20 minutes late. We know we're sort of, we set our clocks then to Swiss time, which was basically don't fuck about. It's not going to be late. It's not going to be early. It's going to be bang on time.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Got to Zurich. Course. Well, have you ever been to Zurich?
Well, it's sort of, I think I might have been through it or Kate, but not really spent, never really sort of spent time there.
Terrifyingly expensive, I know.
Oh, yeah. It is. Just, don't, I mean, gorgeous. Just don't buy anything. Don't go into any shops. Just don't do that. And in my entire time in Switzerland, I didn't see one charity shop because if there had been, that was the only place I'd have gone into.
No charity shops?
No, I didn't.
What do you mean? They're all so wealthy. They don't need
I don't think they do that. There were some things I noticed. Okay, if you're going to Switzerland, you need a weird adapter. Do not think you can go with
your... You're joking.
Yeah. We only found out on Thursday night.
Oh, it's a good job. Good job you did, though.
You know that pallid been... little voice that the men have when they know they should have done something before. And Jenny, I think we might have a bit of a problem.
We done this? In other words, have they done it? And it was on their list. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know that voice.
So we both, you know, did an Amazon quick delivery thing and his turned
well
up
done.
In the morning. Yeah,
well
I know.
So it's not. Oh, that's irksome, isn't it? You imagine you'd have got there and you'd have had to.
We'd have had to track down. Oh. It's a 3-point round pin thing in a sort of triangle. Yeah, like that. Anyway, so we got there. So I was feeling quite smug, and so Zurich got to our hotel.
Nice hotel.
Absolutely fine. I mean, I'm not saying it wasn't
posh. Don't
think
because, I'm liking fine.
No. Judith, it was the foyer was not exciting and my heart sank a little bit, just a tiny bit. But we got to our room and our room was huge.
Massive
bed, sofa. Yeah. Unfortunately, not a bath, but the shower worked properly. You know, it's Switzerland. You just know everything's going to work.
Everything's going to work.
Anyway, get this, right? There were so many chocolate hearts on our bed. So many. Yeah, red sort of foil wrapped chocolate hearts all the way around the coverlet, right?
Really? Oh, they had you down for a lot of hanky panky overnight.
Well, I don't know.
We,
Jeff and I looked at each other and said, I think this might be a honeymoon for a honeymooners.
Yes,
Jeff went down. He went down to the voice. Excuse me. Lots of heart-shaped chocolate. We're not really a heart-shaped couple. What's this? And they said, no, this is complimentary. Anyway,
everyone gets them.
It might have been Marvellous Escapes, which I have to say, if Paul from Marvellous Escape wanted to run my life, I'd just say, Paul, what am I doing today? Will you sort it out? Thank you very much.
He does sound good.
He's good. I mean, everything was just easy. And anyway, so this hotel turned out to be really rather nice, actually. And it didn't have a restaurant, though, but it was in the middle of a square. I mean, they were digging the square up, but that's just unfortunate. We've had building work next door forever, so we're just immune, to be quite honest. Anyway, I was having a flare-up of mouth ulcers, so we just played safe that night, and we had a pasta dinner around the corner, a little, Italian pasta place. It was we thought it was great. Got talking to some wealthy Australians at breakfast next day. You know, they've got to be wealthy if they've come from Australia with two kids to Switzerland.
Oh, bloody hell.
And I said, oh, did you have a nice meal last night? And she went, oh, it's very average. You know, it was fine for the kids. I said, oh, we had a really good pasta meal. She said, just round the corner, the pasta place. And yeah, that's it. She said, yeah, that's where we went too. I thought you thought it was, oh, right. And I just thought, well, we've no taste buds. We have no, just, you know, don't talk to us about food.
But I'm surprised you didn't have, like, don't they do fondues in Switzerland?
Yeah, there was a fondue place next door. There was a queue, geez. I'm not fucking standing up for half an hour for a fucking fondue. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
I think I might have done myself, but you know.
I had pasta pesto, like Arlo, yeah.
Right.
I had what Arlo would have had, basically.
Okay.
Because my first purchase in Zurich, there was a prep. I thought, I'm safe. I'll just go and get a Diet Coke. £5.
£5 for
Diet Coke. Swiss francs,
oh my
yeah.
God.
And that's about a fiver. Yeah.
Good God. Oh, it's terrifying, isn't it?
It is terrifying. Yeah, it makes you... And a bottle of water on the train was a fiver as well.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And you, I mean, we know what you're like for opening your purse when it comes to catering.
I don't like it.
You don't like even opening it at all. I can visualise you now with a little teeny gap. As you open it. Oh,
yeah,
straight back
just,
again.
Yeah, absolutely. You're so right.
I know. To be honest.
Had I thought about it, I'd have taken packed lunches and suppers for 2 days.
Well, I would have taken it from breakfast.
I did actually, after day first day at breakfast, yes. I did have a baby bell in my pocket for quite a long time.
Oh, you're such a part-timer.
And until it got rather hot, you know, and you open and the peel was sort of like very tacky. Anyway. But we were so good at Zurich. We got there and we went to the fabulous art gallery. Just fantastic. Fantastic
really?
Art gallery.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. There's two either side of the road, a bit like Edinburgh has. And, you know, a beautiful building designed by a British architect called David Chipperfield. Maybe it's British, I don't know. I sometimes claim things that I've no fucking idea what I'm talking about. But I'm not going to bang on too much about, you know, what. But there was a lot of abstract expressionism, and which is what I like, a lot of Kandinsky, a lot of really bright coloured stuff and modern. That's my thing. So, but I'm realising by this point in the gallery that barely anyone lives in Zurich.
Really?
Yeah.
What? Do they just come in from the mountains to go to work?
No,
and then go back to their cooker.
No, there's more than that. People do live in Zurich, but it's not like London. There's no diversity whatsoever. I saw barely a wheelchair user. I mean, I did not see people who struggle with anything.
Gosh.
Everyone was so smartly dressed, but very sedate. Do you know what I mean?
Sedate.
Everyone was in
sedate.
It's the most sedate. Imagine if everybody was issued a uniform from a Swiss branch of Muji, which is actually going to receivership at the moment. But
is it?
Yes.
So I'm getting tidy, no yeah. litter. Is that the kind
of
place?
Judith, you could roll around on the pavements for a day and a half, and you would not.
Did
have,
you? Did you?
Obviously.
Do that?
I tell you what was funny though.
Oh, I'm all ears.
I had a tiny tantrum. In the information centre at Zurich Airport, and I didn't realise there was a ticketing system, and I just marched up to an empty counter, and then
it's like that thing where you in the grocer's counter
yeah,
you have to get
yeah,
a number
yeah.
oh
or
yeah,
a delicatessen
trust the buddies.
Yeah,
oh yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah,
God.
And you know, the woman that was mortally offended by this did not approach me herself. She sent an official over.
Did she? To say that you jumped the queue?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So this bloke comes over and I could see the woman behind him looking furious and smug at the same time. And I went, oh God, I'm so sorry. I didn't realise it was a ticketing system. They all speak perfectly good English. She totally ignored me, blanked me. And then I'm so crossed by that because I'd really apologised. I went, oh, for fuck's sake, it's not that big a deal. And the official went, ah, I know you. Sorry, really bad at, yeah, yeah. He went, draws off. My husband and I, we watched draws off.
How funny.
Yeah, yeah. And then two more for Taskmaster. So that was, it was good. It was good.
Wow. So they're both big in Switzerland. How interesting.
I don't think they're big, but I think they're sort of, you know.
They're
there to be found. Because I think Swiss television is just discussion programmes.
Do you know what? All of a sudden, I'm feeling smug. They got all the tidiness in the world and all the bloody.
They haven't got the telly,
everything.
Judith.
They haven't got the telly.
No,
have
they
really
haven't.
The telly, don't they?
Yeah, they have to because we're a bit mad.
And
they
have mad.
Yeah, they have no madness in them. I struggled. I did not see anybody with pink or blue hair.
Right.
I didn't see any, very, very few fat people. And I know it's a boring thing to say, but I did not see anybody who was outside a norm.
Gosh, so not very good at sort of self-expression, perhaps?
No,
just not bothered. Not, it's a bit dull, do you know?
Yeah, I mean, Jeff and I got so many comments about what we looked like.
Did you?
Well, four.
Gosh, that is surprising. What do you mean? Like, just that sort of comments. What do you think you two are looking like? Or, oh,
yeah, what
stylish,
have you come
or
dressed
which...
at? What
have you...
Yes. Are you going to a fancy dress party? No, it's like they were normally sort of girls in their, well, young women in their 30s who would sit opposite us on trains and smile and point to both and went and give us a thumbs up or something.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it? So in other words, kind of, look, you're old, but...
Yeah, but you're still sitting upright and not dribbling. Well done.
Hanging on to some sort of style. Some sort of image. Very good.
In the afternoon, right, we had a slice of a cheese pie, which is called cholera pie, right?
Cholera pie?
Yeah, yeah.
Cholera pie, right?
Yeah, it's called cholera pie.
Not sounding great, is it?
No, it's cheese, apple and onion pie.
Oh!
It's a bit Greggs, to be quite honest. It's upmarket Greggs. And they invented it during an outbreak of cholera.
Oh.
Where people stayed at home.
It's not a great selling line, is it? But, you know.
No, it isn't. I wouldn't call it cholera pie.
No. Is it flaky?
I call it cupboard pie.
Are we talking flaky or short crust? Or phyllo? I do need to know. I need to know.
I don't know. You didn't notice. It's quite soggy on the bottom, which is what I like.
Well, yeah, but that could be either. I'm assuming it was
flaky. I think it was normal pastry.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Normal pastry. I don't know.
I just have to say, so far, I'm not impressed with your food sensations, but, you know.
I know. As I was writing the notes, I was just saying, God, Judith's going to be so... Well, I feel like I might have to lie. But then I thought, no, I'm not lying. We took this little train from Zermatt. If you find yourself in Zermatt, you've got to do this. It's 30 minutes from the train station, and it's a single cog track.
Wow. Is this the Glacier Express that you're talking
about? No, no.
Oh, you haven't got there yet? This is pre-Glacier Express.
Yeah, it's the afternoon before, and it takes you up the side of the Matterhorn.
Oh, does it now?
Yeah, yeah. It takes you up into the mountains, and you see the Matterhorn's on one side, and you see it all the way up. It's fucking insane.
So was it cloudy or was it sunny?
No, that's a nice, clear day. So we start off in Zermatt, T-shirts and a sweatshirt.
Yeah.
We know we're going up a mountain. We just think, oh, it's probably a bit chilly up there. I put the gilet, you know, that gilet I bought for never taken it off my back. Got up to the top and it was so cold and windy, I got frightened, Judith.
Oh, bloody hell. Did you really?
Yeah.
You thought, oh, God, I better not miss the train back down.
Exactly. I said, Jeff, we turned around, got back on the train.
You didn't stride out with your Nordic poles.
No, I was scared. I was scared. Serious tears.
It can't have gone right to the top. Must have got a long way up then.
Real changing climate. Yeah, yeah. It was too much for me. It was too much for me.
Was it?
It was too much excitement.
Too much for you.
It was too much excitement. I was so happy on that 30 minutes up, 30 minutes down. I was so fucking happy, Judy. Do you know what I mean?
That's nice. Yeah, things were working out. I know what you mean. Yeah, yeah, lovely. With somebody you didn't have to make a lot of small talk with, also good, isn't it? Do you know what I mean?
And then by this point, do you know what, Judith? And this will disappoint you. I couldn't face a proper meal.
Are we talking the evening? Are we talking lunchtime?
I'm talking Monday night. And really? So we found a pizza place. Jeff had a pizza. And
Jenny, for goodness sake.
I had a piece of chicken breast with some side salad, so I couldn't manage.
Oh, remind me not to go travelling with you. Well,
you'd get all, you know, you could have my extras.
That's right, just scoop up what you'd ordered. What about Jeff? Don't tell me, he must have had some chocolate.
He had a pizza, then he had,
He must have had
some chocolate.
Yes, of course he did.
Even he was shocked by the prices. You know, Jeff.
Oh, it's terrible. Terrible. I remember my mother went to Switzerland absolutely hundreds of years ago. Yeah. And she went and she got the calculation wrong with the, with the currency. And she bought a handbag. Yeah. She thought for £30, but actually she bought it for £300 when she got back. Wasn't even that nice. She talked about it until the day she died. Still cross about it.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage
For people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment, the plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
And then the next day was our big trip, right? Our big trip on the Gloucester Express. Now, Judith, I'm going to admit something here.
Oh.
And I think that there will be howls of you stupid cow. There'll be howls of you stupid cow. I was confused about what a glacier was.
Yeah, I think I am a bit.
I thought a glacier was a frozen lake.
So did I. Well, isn't it?
It's not really. I'm going to Google it because I think it's just sort of, what is a fucking glacier?
Is it a very, very large mint?
What is a glacier?
Well, it's got to be a frozen lake. Don't be ridiculous. How could it be anything than a frozen lake?
No. Well, it's large, thick masses of ice that form on land when fallen snow gets compressed into ice over many centuries. It continually moves under its own weight. So it's like a frozen waterfall, but it just looks like a scar in the mountain.
Right. Oh, I see. So it's not like in pools.
No.
It's sort of in the fissures. That's a good
yes!
word, isn't it?
Yes! Yes! And it's they're quite grey.
Oh, are they?
I know. Okay, Puppy. So... No, I don't want to say that because, so our big highlight of the trip was meant to be the Glacier Express and it was really good, but I don't think it was the highlight of the holiday.
Right.
Okay, because you cannot control the weather and the day we went on the Glacier Express, well, I knew, did I send you
cloudy.
That picture?
Cloudy.
Was foggy, Judith. It was fog.
Foggy. Oh,
it was something like, you know, -3 degrees and fog and rain. It just rained. It rained.
Oh, that's a shame.
It rained and we were going to St Moritz. So we basically spent 8 hours on a train in the rain.
Eight hours is a long way, isn't it?
But it's a slow train. They call it the fastest slow train in the world. And it was good. But... And then, because we caught the early one, 10 to 8,
that is early.
I know, that is
yeah.
early. Blimey. And I bought pretzels to eat for our breakfast on the train. Mm. It started the lunch service at 11 o'clock. It was like being in hospital. Do you know what I mean? And I'm like, I don't really eat at this time. And they just said, our lunch service, it commences 11 a.m.
Gosh.
And, oh, yeah, there was like, you can't fuck about with them, you know. You just
can't.
What
did you do that was stupid then? What was stupid about what you did? I don't understand.
Well, it wasn't stupid, but it's just like, we had a complimentary lunch, though, because somehow... I don't know how. We just got upgraded to a ticket with a complimentary lunch.
Oh, I think that's your friend at the travel bureau.
Might have been.
Yes.
But, you know, there were four courses and you can't say no.
Of course you can't. I was going to say, for a minute then, I thought you said wafted them past. I hope you did not.
Well, the starter was a salad. They're not very good at making salads. I'm really sorry.
Chicory? Are we talking? I bet there was chicory in it.
A little bit, yeah, a bit chopped up chicory,
like
a bit chopped up egg.
Like
not enough. Oh. Anyway, there was a little side salad and then I had soup. Jeff ended up, right, he ended up having his little side salad, then he had chicken tikka masala,
right,
and then he had a cheese plate, and then he had a sakka tort.
Oh, nice. But no gravy, nothing like really substantial, but a kind of spread.
Well, chicken tikka masala.
Oh, is he with rice and everything?
Yeah.
Well, I suspect he fell asleep after that, didn't he? I think I would have done.
I had some pea soup, which was a bit thin, and I had the salad, pea soup, and a cheese plate.
So, do you think it was a bit daft to book on it in the first place? Is that what you mean?
No, because I just think it's luck of the draw with the weather.
I think, in some respects,
go in the depths of winter, but then you run the risk of it being cancelled because of too much snow. I don't know when. I know. It's up to you. Just do your own research. Do your own research or talk to Paul.
Talk to Paul. 8 hours is a long time, though. That's a long journey.
Yeah, but, and then as we swapped. Well, I ended up going backwards for the last 3 hours.
Right.
Right.
So then I got motion sickness, Judy.
Oh, because it wiggles round, does it? Does it wind round all the fishes and the glass?
So when I got off the train and we got to our hotel and we got upgraded to a lovely little suite, really lovely little hotel, actually. Really, really, you know, sort of, it was not exciting from the outside, but really lovely and lovely staff. I can't really, really, and a beautiful pool, Judith, that I put on the notice board. You'd have just loved it. But no, there wasn't a changing room anyway. And when I went in the pool, there were two beautiful Asian women in, I think they were mother and daughter, and they'd forgotten their swimming costumes, and there were no men in there, and they didn't think anyone else was coming, and they were swimming in their brown pants.
Good for them.
And they had no English whatsoever, and they were really giggling and covering themselves up and sort of really embarrassed. And I sort of smiled and I clapped. I said, good work, good work. Because I just thought, you know, it's such a beautiful pool. What a waste not to use it.
Oh, God, yes. So could you see the mountains from the
pool? I could see their bottoms through their pants.
Well, that wasn't what I was wondering. No,
no, you couldn't see. It didn't have a view. No, but I could see their bottoms through their pants.
Could you?
Yeah, I could. I could see their pubic hair through the front.
Oh, right. I didn't think anybody had any of that anymore.
Oh, yeah, just small, neat triangles, like a Toblerone piece.
Oh, is that right?
Anyway, and...
Oh, that sounds nice. St Moritz sounds lovely. Yeah, I mean, I know, I've been to St Moritz, and it is a bit special,
It's raining right in St Moritz, really raining. But we find there's a little art gallery, and it's a two-minute walk from us, so that's a five-minute walk. So we go there, it's a little exhibition of Gerhard Richter, not very good, but, I mean, Gerhard Richter, a big name, blah, blah, blah. But it wasn't jaw-dropping, but it was a fabulous bakery outside. So we went there.
Oh, what's that?
And I said to Jeff, I'm not sure I'm going to manage dinner tonight. I'm sorry, Judith.
Why? Exhausted? Still a bit worn out?
No, wobbly.
Out.
Wobbly from the train. Still felt I was on the train.
So
we bought sandwiches, right?
Sandwiches for your dinner.
I'm really sorry. On our last night...
I hope you had some crisps with them.
No.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
We're in St Moritz. The rain has turned to sleet. And we stay in our room. Jeff goes down for a bottle of wine.
Right.
We have a bottle of wine. We have sandwiches.
Right.
And I have downloaded a gardener's word from last September.
Perhaps you're not cut out for this major travelling. It's like you needed a bit of home, wasn't it? Yeah. You just need overload.
And I just want to rest.
Take it all away for a bit. And you watched a bit of Monty Donna. It's hilarious. Sam Morris.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just, you know, familiarity and whatever. Anyway, so that is the sort of sum total of our... And then we woke up, Sam Morris... to begin the big journey back, the push back to Zurich.
Yeah.
Snow up to your knees.
What do you mean? Is it snowed overnight and like in St Moritz?
Woke up, yeah.
Oh, well, that must have been lovely.
Judith, I was in heaven.
Oh,
I was in heaven.
Beautiful.
Fabulous breakfast in the snow. And then this journey back to Zurich.
Not on the same thing, surely.
No, not on the Glacier Express. No, on a normal train.
Right.
Because you could buy these travel passes. And it was a winter wonderland for about 90 minutes.
Oh,
and then
how
it
lovely.
Started to get warmer and warmer and thaw. And then, you know, by the time we were in Zurich, there was no snow. Anyway, I'm exhausted now. Can you talk for a bit, please?
Yes, well, I certainly feel that we've got a very full picture of your trip to Switzerland.
Yeah.
And I'm not envious about your culinary experiences. I think they've been absolutely feeble.
I've let you down. I bet you've had more exciting food than I have.
Well, I tell you, my food sensation of the week is some queen bees. I mean, queen beans. You know, we talked about that. Like
the white beans,
week.
The butter beans.
Yes, the butter beans. And I think what's it called again?
Queen butter beans queen by butter Bold. Beans. Bold beans.
That's right. I keep getting their things on Instagram. So I tried. So I did a curry. I mean, I sort of cheated, you know, with one of those things. I had a lot of cauliflower. Bought a cauliflower from the market, which was honestly the size of a bucket. Still got a load of the fucking stuff in the fridge. So I made
like
a big...
cauliflower.
Well, I do too. And I like it in a curry. So, but I tell you what, curry with those butter beans and cauliflower florets and a few other bits and pieces. Very, very gorgeous. And a lot of... And you see, I accept...
No meat?
No meat. No, you don't need it with the old butter beans. Oh, no, got lots of protein in that. And Mike even liked it. I didn't tell him there wasn't any meat in it. I don't think he noticed, actually. And then I put a load of coconut milk in to make it go a bit further. And then I made some coconut rice. It was a bit like rice pudding, to be honest. But that was very nice. Quite stodgy, but that suits me fine.
Very, very nice indeed. Yeah, Jeff and I got home last night, had a bacon sandwich.
A bacon, well, for goodness sake, I mean, I don't...
We've had nothing but sandwiches for...
Absolutely, I think you need to, you know, you need to get down Sainsbury's. We've got a delivery coming today.
I've got to, that's what I'm doing after this podcast. I'm getting on to my Sainsbury's delivery and I've got to get sorted. Yes, I really have. In fact, I'll probably go back to bed for an hour or two as well. Because you're not at home. Tell everybody what you've been up to.
No, I spent the entire day yesterday driving up to Stockport.
I didn't know you were going to drive.
Well, I had to drive because I realised I was doing the podcast today. So I thought, well, I need somewhere with a good kind of signal, don't I? I didn't work this out at all until the last minute. Normally I'd have gone on the train, so I kind of thought, oh well, I've got to go to, because I'm at Martine's in her study, so there's a good connection. So I drove, and obviously, I mean, I know this is a really dull thing to say, isn't it? And I found myself saying this a lot last night to the lovely WI people I was talking to. I found myself having one of those conversations that I remember my dad having.
Oh, you know, did you say? You know what I mean? I took the M6.
Yes. All that, but animatedly. I mean, I was, you know, I needed to impart this information. Oh, you know, round the M42. If you go near the M42, you need to be careful. All the road works.
How long did it take you?
I left at 1:30, thinking that I would have time to stop twice, look at my notes. I got there in time, literally, to rush into the loo, put my clothes, you know, change my clothes, not look at my notes. Basically, it took me 5.5 hours.
Because
it was just long. I was just the whole time on you know, just literally stopped once to get a cup of coffee, so that was, and then I've got to do it all of the way back. I mean, it's just, you know, the motorways. I don't.
How
know
did your speech go?
Speech went very well. Lovely, lovely, lovely women. They've got things very well organised because they meet at 7:30, right? So they've had their tea, haven't they? They arrive, they've had the tea, get a glass of wine. They listen to the talk and then they have cake and tea afterwards, and they have they had a competition for limericks and so on. And we all stood and sang Jerusalem, which is very, very lovely. And I told them about our beading course, which I think got me a few house points because they realised that I knew what I was talking about in terms of the WI. And there were quite a lot of young WIers there.
Were there filthy limericks? Was there something that rhymed with cunt?
No, there wasn't actually. But they were quite saucy. I gave them the top prize. But there were some young women there, and they were in the back row, and they were all crocheting. They were crocheting. They were sort of a crochet group, and it's great to see those crafts sort of, you know. Not sort of, they've obviously been, as it were, sort of passed on, I think, in some way, and all of that lovely new blood. And there was one girl who crocheted during my talk.
Is that rude?
What do you mean?
To crochet during your talk?
No, not at all. Okay. I said no. They you know, but I think they crochet whatever that, you know. And I think that's great. I think it should be allowed. You know, you're kind of multitasking. No, I think we should applaud that.
And those people that can crochet without even looking at what's going on in their hands.
Absolutely. No pattern or anything like that.
Vanessa's like that. You know Vanessa that looked after Phoebe? Yes. She's like that. She can do it. It's just bonkers what people can do. It really is. Wow. People are so clever. Yeah. Really are. Anyway, well done. I forgot to say one thing. The highlight for Jeff of our holidays, and it was...
Right.
It was for the first time in his life. He'd never seen one before. And I know it's something you and I have seen together. Can you guess what it is? It is an animal. I put it on the notice board.
It's a red squirrel. Red squirrel. We saw it in Brown Sea Island,
yes, when we were down there. Well, I can't remember where it was, but we were down there. And you maybe go to the pool. And we got on a little ferry, you and I. Mm. And we had a walk on Brown Sea Island. Mm, we saw red squirrels.
Fancy that. You and I going for a walk hasn't happened a lot, has it?
No, I try and avoid it.
But you saw, oh, good. So Jeff saw a red squirrel.
First time
they got
life.
Them in Switzerland, obviously. Oh,
yeah, because it's so clean and they wouldn't have a grey one. They wouldn't, because it's a bit dirty, isn't it? A bit like great fucking rats. Yeah, anyway.
Nice.
We're allowed a quick catch up on the boys. I haven't seen Arlo, of course, this week, but he's in a big boy bed, Judith.
Never.
Yeah.
What, he's out of a cot?
He's out of the cot.
Well, I'm speechless.
I know.
Gosh.
Well, I felt very sad.
But doesn't that mean that he can go wandering overnight?
Well, he wouldn't get in the cot anyway. He said, he hasn't slept in it for weeks.
Oh, he slept
on that. He was sleeping on a futon on the floor next to Phoebe. You know, rod for their own backs, etc., etc., etc. You know. She's got him in a big boy bed.
Gosh.
Yeah. I mean, it's low. It's low, and it's got a little sort of curved bit at the by the bed head, so that he can't fall out. You know, little barrier bit.
Wow.
Yeah. I think it's just so that she's got somewhere to lie down with him more easily in his bedroom.
Well, that's a good idea. I mean, God knows, I don't have no idea what will happen when the twins do that. They'll be everywhere.
I think does he like it? She said, oh, he's not slept in it yet. He's still on the futon floor with her. But, you know, he's getting used to it.
Very good.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I do love them, but we've had a lot of the twins lately.
We're going round tomorrow, picking him up from nursery tomorrow, just walking him home, cup of tea, and then we'll bugger off, and then having him on Saturday, and then they're off on their travellings on Sunday. Anyway, I think, Judith, I've got jet lag now. I'm exhausted.
Shall I do it? Shall I start?
Culture Corner.
So Culture Corner. Okay, so I've listened to a couple of really, really good podcasts.
Yeah.
Amal Rajan on comfort eating.
We both.
Isn't it good?
It's incredible.
He's amazing. And you know, he interviewed me all those years ago when we started Older and Wider. Do you remember when he was doing the media show? And he gave us a great big plug about the pod right at the beginning.
I can't even remember that. Was it on telly or was it on Radio 4?
Oh, Radio 4 when he did that Radio 4 thing, before he got into the Today programme and all of that. But he's just, I mean, his career is just, he's brilliant, isn't he? So natural and
do you know what? I just wasn't particularly interested in him until I'd listened to him on Grace Dent's show. And then I just thought, oh, I've woken up to how brilliant this bloke is. Because I'm not a big fan of university thingy, blah,
challenge.
Blah. Yes. No, not that much. And I just sort of hadn't bothered with it. But on Grace Dent's show, he just showed this completely all-rounded personality. Fascinating man who exists on very little sleep with
Four children under eight obviously did a Today programme. I mean, not like you can be an insomniac and sort of drag yourself into work and kind of have a coffee and get slowly into it. I mean, you imagine that. And also, he's married to somebody he met at university, I think, isn't he? Who is very, I mean, they share, insofar as they can, they share a lot of the sort of household things. He's very aware, super aware of, you know, the fact that women sort of normally do so much more in terms of the washing and pairing socks and everything. So he does obviously, you know, as much as he can around the house as well. And it is obviously a great sort of comfort eater. I mean, why wouldn't you be if you're an insomniac and you're having to do the Today program? He's just an all-round great guy. And he's obviously does a load of stuff for charity as well. God knows how he finds time to do it all.
He went zoomed up in my estimation listening to that podcast. This is, I think, sometimes the problem with Radio 4. You don't get the whole person. They're not allowed to give the whole person because it's you know, you're doing a serious news programme. But if you do Grace Dent's comfort eating, then you are revealing much more of your personality.
Oh, absolutely. And she's so sort of laid back. And they knew each other as well. So for all sorts of reason, it was very
I also
sort of
listened,
intimate.
Jeff and I listened to the Tom Kerridge one where we had little lie down on our beds in Zermatt.
Right.
And Tom Kerridge, the chef. And he was talking about his drinking habits. I mean, he was just out of order. He gave up before he was 40. He doesn't drink at all anymore. But he used to start with 2 pints of Negroni. And that was before, that was just his sort of like, before he started, and he'd go up to 20 pints of lager.
Was he being a chef?
After hours drinking, you know, because lots of adrenaline, lots of, and chefs drink. It's what, a lot of them do. And they always know a bar or a restaurant where there's a lock-in and there's access and blah, blah. And yeah, but that was I think it's a great series, this series, actually. This current series
is
really good.
It is, isn't it?
It's always been good, but I think this series, there have been some really good guests.
Yeah, some very, very good bookings.
And we also listened. I was having trouble with my Wi-Fi and my Audible for some reason. So we listened to Alan Partridge, the his new one, The Beacon, which is about moving into a lighthouse. Very funny.
Is
very
it?
Funny. Well, I think it's free on Audible if you have Audible membership. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'll definitely look out for that. Oh, yes, we love Alan Partridge, don't we?
Yes. And this is, I think it's really, really, you know, there's absolutely no lapse in quality.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's quite something. Gosh, he's clever, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a team of people writing those.
Yeah, I suppose so.
You couldn't do it. One man can't do that all the time, forever and ever. It's just, you'd go mad.
Do you ever listen to Young Again, the Radio 4 series with Kirsty Young?
Where don't listen to Radio 4 much, Judith. Don't, because they've since they sacked me from Little Lifetimes, I can't turn my radio on. Every time I go to turn it on, I go, oh, fucking fuckers. It just really puts me off.
Yes, I know what you mean. Most of it's quite dreary anyway, isn't it, to be perfectly honest. But anyway, but she did. I think she's a brilliant interviewer, and she interviewed Grayson Perry. And oh, he was, I mean, he's always astonishing, isn't he? I mean,
he's got a really interesting past as well. His childhood and teenage years.
Absolutely dark, terrible childhood. His father walked out on them when he was four. And then the stepdad moved in and he had a terrible time with him. So, yeah, a really, really tricky start. I hadn't realised that they're making a musical of his life. That'd be quite something.
A stage musical?
Yes.
Of course it will be. Well, it'll look great. There'll be lots of sort of, you know.
Won't they just?
The costumes will be fantastic. Book-wise, Judith, what are you reading?
I'm finding The Island of Missing Trees quite sort of tough going. Unless I've completely lost the plot, and sometimes this does happen with Audible, it's narrated by a fig tree. A lot of it is narrated by a fig tree.
Yeah.
So I think it is actually narrated by a fig tree. And so I'm suspending my disbelief.
Yeah, that's hard.
It's quite stretched. That's,
yeah, yeah. And you're listening, but there's a little voice in your head going, really, from a fig tree?
Really,
I don't know whether I'm really believing this fig tree.
I'm not giving up on it because people just say it's very, very good.
Okay.
But also, we are loving, we've taken a leaf out of your book, that Mike and I are listening together to the John Boyne Echo Chamber, which I mentioned, I think, last time. It's got Richard E. Grant
narrating.
Narrating it. But it's really getting good. It's basically about this kind of character who's a sort of Jeremy Paxman character, you know, lots of white privilege and sort of self-important. And he makes this terrible fuck up and he gets himself cancelled. Sort of by accident, but then he kind of digs himself into a bigger and bigger hole. And then in the bit that we've just got to, he's been on Newsnight. You know, talking about it, and he's even got into a bigger hole because he just doesn't sort of really get it.
God, he's clever,
marvellous.
John Boyne, isn't he? Because
it
seems like every book he writes is totally different from the one before.
Yes. Oh, yeah, very much so.
It's like having multi-writing personalities.
Oh, he's very, very good. But as you said, loads and loads of coincidences. This one is stuffed full of coincidences again. But you know, it's good. I would really recommend it. It's called
Okay, well, I'm going to... Because I got crossed with the book I was reading last time. And I'm really sorry about that. I'm not going to mention the name or the writer.
Like everything, can we?
No,
we can't like everything.
I tell you what I do like, though, Judith. And Jeff and I will be catching up with more of it from tonight. We started Ripley, which is in black and white on Netflix. Have you started that?
Seen the first one. It's probably a masterpiece, isn't it?
Well, it's beautifully done. It's, you know, I know nothing about how people make films look great, but it does look great. You can just sit there, can't you? Go, that's a wonderful shot, isn't it?
Shot. Yeah, I know. Yeah. But did you see that funny little, it's not funny, that horrific glimpse of an old dentist? It was like, I don't think that scene sort of went anywhere or kind of, but it's sort of added to the sort of chilliness, that awful, terrible drill.
I haven't seen that
drill.
Bit yet. No.
It's almost like subliminal. It's almost a bit like Dali, you know, knife slitting, almost that. The sort of terrible darkness, and obviously you know what's going to happen in terms of this, you know.
You know there's going to be a murder.
Oh, yeah. Well, because you've seen the body at the beginning. But he's this innocent sort of looking guy that is this con artist. But, yeah, it is beautifully, beautifully shot. That scene of him being on that rickety old coach and this sort of terrifying bit of the Italian Riviera going
I'm not there yet, Judith. I'm not there yet.
Oh.
Oh. I've only started, Jeff and I think we've only seen about the first 20 minutes.
Oh, okay, 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 okay. I'm backing off.
Okay, backing okay, because, right, well, that's our, one of our recommendations if you yes. have Netflix, get on it to is. Ripley, with is. Andrew Scott. Now, we BBC-wise, on the iPlayers, the first thing Jeff and I did when we got back last night, I have bath, glass of wine, interior design masters, catch up.
Oh, marvellous. Yes. Absolutely marvellous, because yes. it's getting quite sort of, you know, the competition is really hotting up, isn't it? It's a great series.
It's a really good series. And this time they had to decorate rental flats. It's a tricky one because people have to put that flat right back to where how it was.
Well, exactly. Or they lose their deposit. I know.
Yeah, yeah.
And I didn't think, you know, I think some of them really didn't do the brief, actually. They'd have been very difficult to get that stuff out they put in.
Yeah, but then there's another bit of me that goes, okay, but surely a landlord with an imagination
would
understand that this is going to appeal much more than a bland, you know, utilitarian kind of grey,
well,
black, blah, blah.
So. I would have thought so.
But it was the nice gay boy that won, wasn't it?
Ever so good. Ever so. I mean, and also I think it's quite sort of, it's a series now that I'm thinking, oh, that flooring looks quite easy to put down. I might look at that. And, you know, that splashback that they did.
But remember, they have those blokes. Well, and some true. Of those blokes have been on it since the first series. You know, the one with the grizzly beard, who I quite fancy.
Yes, do you? Oh, yeah. Do you? Yes, yeah. I know what you mean.
And you just know that there are really capable blokes that go, no, I'll put that floor down. I'll do the splashback because you're going to make a pig's ear of it.
Yes.
But no, it's a great series. If you haven't caught any of those, just do it. Just, you know, do what we say, really. Do what we do.
Do what we do.
Yeah, just copy us. It'll make your life better.
Assume that's what they're doing.
Right. It is, you've done books. We have downloaded for our joint book, Caledonian Road, is it called? Let me just...
Is this another whodunit, Agatha Christie?
No, it isn't. It's by... Andrea Hagen, who wrote The Mayflies,
oh, yes.
or Mayflies.
Okay.
Audible. Let me just look at this. We have been falling asleep because we've had such adventures. We
have
listened to chapter one 7 times.
Takes it out of you, doesn't it?
Caledonian Road, Andrea Hagen. It's all that bloody fresh air, Judith. I mean, you're used to it. I'm not.
Oh, no, you're really not. No, absolutely.
I have to say, though, when I got back to London, when I got into Paddington off the Heathrow Express, and, you know, it's just mental. It's mental, but it's got so much colour to it. And I walked across the concourse to Mark's to get some fresh bread. And I just thought, oh, it's great to be home.
Oh, did you? Oh,
yeah,
that's
I
lovely,
did.
Isn't
I
it?
I did. That I mean, lovely. I really loved our holiday, and I'm enormously grateful to Paul at Marvellous Escapes. And I mean, I will definitely contact him again for other holidays and advice and everything, because I think everything he suggested and the hotels he sorted out, there was nothing that sort of stuck in our craw or wasn't, you know, was objectionable or anything.
Yeah.
It was really neatly done. And he bought it in on the budget. And, you know, I am mean. And it was really, really well done. And it was a shame we didn't have good weather for the Glacier Express. But, you know, we had other highlights that were just so... And even just seeing the red squirrel.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I think having a travel agent like that is, you know, we do miss that, don't we?
Yeah.
Because, you know, we all just do it ourselves these days. So it's actually wonderful to have a bit of inside knowledge.
It totally
absolutely
is, because there's things we would have missed.
Yeah,
and I wouldn't.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Look, now I'm really glad we had an exciting time, and I feel like, and we didn't even argue.
Did you not?
No,
you were agreeable all the time.
All the fucking time. Even though
bloody hell, Jenny.
I could barely drink because it was too expensive. You know, I was fun. That was good
bloody
fun.
Hell. Well, Jeff better not get used to that.
No wonder I'm so exhausted.
Absolutely.
Right.
Well, I'm glad you're pleased to be home, and I'm glad you had a successful
Thank
time.
You very
That's
much.
Really,
That's kind
really
and generous of you. Next time you go on holiday, you're allowed to talk for as long as I did about Switzerland.
Well, I don't know about that, but...
okay. Right, we are going on to emails.
Emails? Yeah, I've had a lot of... Yeah,
you have to
emails,
put out an appeal,
we?
Don't you, really, Judith?
Oh, Jenny. Somebody emailed.
Oh, my God.
It's the way you say, oh, Jenny, that really makes me laugh. somebody emailed and they said, now, look, I know you've been having trouble with Facebook because obviously you can see that I've not, I've been still not being able to put the posts there, having promised to do so. And they said, if you like, you know, I'll help you out. And this is the second person that's done this. But I thought, right, this is my, you know, this is my lifeline. I you know that thing where sometimes you sort in your emails and you just flick, don't you, like that? I flicked it out of the way. I cannot find the bloody thing. So please, somebody emailed me or messaged me. It's probably better to email me.
At olderwiderpod.com.
Haven't you missed out the Gmail? You missed out the G.
Oh, fuck. Okay. Right.
We've only been doing it for 4 years.
olderwiderpod@gmail.com.
Yes, that's the one.
That's the one.
I'm so sorry. I didn't
email Judith at olderwiderpod@gmail.com. I mean, I read those emails as well, but I'm just not interested in Facebook, so I'm really sorry.
Well, you'd have flicked it left as well.
I'd have, yeah, that would have gone. That was straight in the bin. But we've just had an email, Judith, from headquarters.
Oh God!
Let's finish this, and then we're not in trouble, but we might be.
Shit.
No, we're silly. This is a lovely email. Just wanted to thank you, ladies. I wanted to go to a local craft workshop, play with clay, but my friend and neighbour had promised to look after her grandson. That's what happens on the same day. I was disappointed, but worse things happened. Anyway, as the date got nearer, I thought, you're an owl. I'm perfectly able to do a workshop on your own. Very so that's good. What I did, and I had a fabulous time. We were a group of eight, and there were three others on their own. We made a bowl using the coiling method, a tile and a spoon each. We don't know for a couple of weeks how they survived. Well, we do know now because Janie has sent us the photos, and she had three successes. Well done, Janie. She's
brilliant.
66 years. She says 66 years young, but I refuse to.
She's 66. We're not, sorry, Janie. Not, you know it's better than that.
You're 66 years old. That's what you are. but Janie, I'm glad. Well done. And let's all
me
take
too.
A leaf out. Well, I'm going on one, Judith, in at the end of April. I'm going on a
Matisse.
No, I'm going on a Matisse-inspired cutting shapes and sticking day.
Oh, you scamp, you. Ooh, who are you going with?
I'm going on my fucking own.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Very good.
Because, you know, by the time you phone people, and the people I know would be interested, you know, she's always my set designer friend. She'd be too good anyway. I'm not going to go with her.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. Yeah. You would have been all right with me, though, wouldn't you?
I'd be all right with you, yeah. Though we'd get competitive, because I keep one eye on your work thinking, oh, that's quite a good idea. And you're just copying me anyway, so there.
Guilty as charged,
no.
I think, sometimes.
Okay, another email.
Yes, okay, so we've got one from Polly, age 67, 2 months and 16 days. Nice conscientious work
well
there, Polly,
done,
with
Polly.
The age. And she says, I've been an alpha last year, blah, 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 blah. Generally listen to you while driving and always end up laughing out loud, exclamation mark. Very good, Polly. Now, she says, my long-term friend Issy and I used to liken ourselves to Pats and Adina, a.k.a. Abfab. However, as we are now older and wider, we have become Jenny and Judith. We think we are hilarious.
We think you're hilarious. We think that Issy and Polly are hilarious. Well done.
Oh,
keep doing what
fantastic.
You're doing. Oh, she says, don't stop what you're doing. And she's looking forward to seeing us live. Well, we look forward to that too, Polly. And good work. A couple of comments on your toothbrush revelation.
Well, yes, right, because the toothbrush arrived. It absolutely has not disappointed. It's completely different to the previous. Yeah, somebody's asked me to do a proper product review. I can't do that. I don't know how to do that properly. But it's just bloody good. It's just really
well,
really,
that's
really
your product
powerful.
Review. It's just bloody good.
It's just good.
And it's Oral B, but it's got to have, you put it up on the
IO4.
Notice board.
It's an, IO4. I think it's an IO4. It's just much bigger.
Okay.
Than the previous one. And then somebody called, oh, you have got a nose blowing thing going on, haven't you?
Sorry, it's disgusting.
Then we've got an email from Jo Lamb about that, because she says, just wanted to say, after Judith's toothbrush revelation, why do you think you get multi-packets of toothbrush heads? Oh, little scampish thing to say. Some for the bedside drawer, she says, and
some for the bathroom. Yeah, and she lives near you. She lives near me. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Jenny. Do you think? Oh, right.
She'll be inviting you to swinging parties. She's that type. You've got to watch her. Yeah. She'll invite you. And she'll say, bring your own toothbrush heads. Yeah.
Might be tempted.
Right. And a final email. This is from. Oh, Susanna, 64 and 7 months. And she has got an oral B. She got one 7 years ago. It's a game changer. For the first few days, I could feel this weird vibration on my jawbone. I didn't like it, but I promise you, it goes away. She loves it. All the family have got one. This weekend, her daughter Becky and I are travelling up to Castle Camps for her friend Jilly's 60th birthday. They met at work over 35 years ago. Laugh every day. Please, could you give her a shout out? Happy birthday, Jilly, because it was Jilly who said to Suzanne, you must listen to this brilliant new podcast, Older and Wider, just our thing.
Oh, well done, Jilly. Very good, Jilly.
She says,
good
thanks
work.
Again for the laughs, tips and banter. Well, we thank you for listening. And we thank everybody who's been listening. I'm now. I think I might have to go and lie down. Oh, yeah. shall we commit to the end, Judith?
Yes, commit to the end. Okay. Well, very nice to talk to you, Jenny.
And it's very nice to talk to you, Judith. It's nice to know that... will you please drive safely, please? Because you're not
I
home.
Will. Okay. I will drive safely.
Will you
safely.
Text me when you get home?
I won't. You'd have
forgotten. Now, talking about that, you've got Ellen back in the country, haven't you? And that must be a massive relief.
Oh, it is. I know. You know what it's like when they're away. You look at your phone in the middle of the night, don't you think? Oh,
just checking their Instagrams. Have they been on Instagram? God. You know, even if they haven't messaged you, if they've been on Instagram.
Oh, well, I know. I've been there searching everywhere.
God in heaven,
anyway,
Judy.
She's back safe and sound. Thank goodness.
I'm glad. Lots of stories to tell. That's two. You've got two people boring you about their trips away. You'll be
not
going
at
on
all.
Your own
I think
soon.
It was your turn.
It was my fucking turn. Yeah, it was. All right. Anyway, I'm seeing you tomorrow. You'll get it all again with photos.
Yes. Excellent.
All right. We're committing to
bye,
the
everybody.
End.
Bye, everybody.
Sarah, press stop now.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.